This just coming off the press from CNBC. Literally just printed this. It's paper still hot in my hand. The rate of growth for the U.S. economy at its slowest pandemic era rate yet in the third quarter. Just 2%. GDP at a 2% annualized rate. Economists had been predicting 2.8 to 3%. Another terrible, terrible number for the Biden administration. It's the slowest GDP gain since the plunge of the second quarter of 2020, which of course encompassed the period during which COVID-19 became a global pandemic and resulted in economic shutdowns. Declines in residential fixed investment and federal government spending helped hold back gains, as did a surge in the U.S. trade deficit, which was at a near record $73.3 billion in August. Consumer spending, which makes up 69% of the $23.2 trillion U.S. economy, increased at a paltry 1.6% pace after jumping 12% in the second quarter. But people are scared of Joe Biden. They are scared of his economics. They're scared of his spending plan. And this comes on the eve of Joe Biden trying to push down your throats a spending plan that'll cost you $7.5 trillion. And I shouldn't say Joe Biden. I should say Bernie Sanders. But it's the Biden administration blaming you. It's your fault that there's a supply chain issue. It's your fault because you're buying too much. Well, apparently not. Apparently you're not buying too much. Listen to Bite 2, though, from Jen Psaki.
What's your message to Americans who are still so worried about getting their Christmas gifts on time, Halloween? Is this going to be happening at a fast enough pace?
Well, I think our message is that, one, what's happening right now, and I wish I had the chart, but we'll give it to all of you afterwards, is that so many people across the country are purchasing more goods online. Maybe some of it is from habits that developed during the pandemic when people weren't leaving their homes. Some of it is because we've seen an economic recovery that has been underway for the last 9 months, where 5 million more people are working. The unemployment rate has been cut in half. And that is leading to a massive increase in volume. That's what's happening at ports. But what we would tell people is we are addressing and attacking the supply chain issues, even with the increased volume, which is the root cause here.
Yeah. Wrong answer. Bad policy is what's to blame here. By the way, on the inflation front, it's toilet paper, it's diapers, it's everything. And it's the inflation leaving consumers struggling to pay the price. And maybe that explains why GDP has fallen to 2%, a meager 2%. Listen to this, Bite 4.
More every day, products are expected to go up in price. The Kimberly-Clark Company recently announced higher costs for baby, child, and adult care products and Scott toilet tissue. This is the company's second price hike of the year. The maker of Kleenex tissues and Huggies diapers is blaming labor, freight, and material prices and shortages. Experts predict the price of everyday goods will continue to rise before settling at those higher costs. Kimberly-Clark is the latest company to announce increasing prices. Recently, Procter & Gamble and Unilever also released information on price hikes to offset supply chain issues.
Mm-hmm. It's a disaster everywhere you look, and it's bad governance. It's not because you want too much. It's not because you need too much. None of that. None of that. I want to jump to Bite 12 because, as we're talking about this, you know, Thanksgiving is right around the corner now, less than a month away. And people are finally thinking, gosh, I can finally relax and have a good get-together for Thanksgiving. Well, let me tell you something. Thanksgiving is going to devour your paycheck as well, because the cost of everything, the turkey, more. The pan you cook the turkey in, more. The stuffing, more. Everything. The cranberry sauce, that steel can, cost more, 200% more. Listen to this, Bite 12, go.
This Thanksgiving, be prepared to fork over more dough for your feast. Last year, as people gathered in smaller numbers, Thanksgiving prices were the cheapest in a decade. But now, with higher demand and lower inventory, pound for pound, gluttony is going to cost more.
We're sitting in almost a perfect storm of multiple issues at one time within the food and ag system.
The nation's food supply has been hit hard by transportation costs, labor shortages, and inflation. The cost of turkey is set to surpass the all-time record by the end of the year. And in North Carolina, it's almost twice the price to ship sweet potatoes from the farm to your table. This holiday season, fan favorite canned cranberry sauce will also cost more. Those cans are made of steel, the price of which is up more than 200%.
Yeah, 200%. But I do have some good news for you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to my buddy Dave, I've got good news for you. What is that good news? Well, there is one article that's on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
Cigarette sales rising for the first time in 20 years. For the first time in 20 years, sales increased by nearly $1 billion between 19 and 20. Cigarette sales across the U.S. increased over the last year, according to the Federal Trade Commission. The number of cigarettes big corporate cigarette companies sold to wholesalers and retailers increased from $202.9 billion to $203.7 billion in 2020, an increase of a billion. In addition, smokeless tobacco sales increased from 126 million pounds to 127 million pounds. Oh, yeah. Smoke them if you got them during the pandemic. That must be the deal, right? Smoke them if you got them. I'm a reformed smoker. I haven't smoked in more than 21 years, I guess. Been a long time. Not saying that to say that I've, just to say it, so you understand, I'm not taking shots at anybody, but I'm surprised that cigarette sales are soaring. Light them up. Give me a pack of ports. We'll be on our way. Remember, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Quick break. I'll smoke that up when we get back. Don't go anywhere.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No. Not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.